Task 3. Harry, Alex and Jenny are discussing the workflow of their game and dividing up the work. Listen to their discussion and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Is everyone rested up? Let's talk about our work plan today. I found this workflow template for designing an app on the net. Shall we follow it?
We could, but some of the information is missing. I don't think you copied it correctly.
Oh? Yeah. The first box is supposed to be about creating the game, because that's where we'd start.
That much is obvious, I think. We ought to divide creating the game into two parts, coding and graphic design. Those two don't affect each other, so we can do them at the same time. I'll do the graphic design, so I assume you two will do the coding.
Yeah, we'll handle it, don't worry. That's what we're here to do. So what comes after creating the game? I mean, what's this next box supposed to denote?
The usual thing we do with new apps, I assume. After we write a playable game, we have to begin testing it. This box should be about testing the app. Assuming this is the average workflow for developing an app, the first blank in this box should be telling us to test our app on the computer.
Don't we test a mobile app on a mobile phone?
Jenny, you really ought to know this. We test apps on a computer first, because it's easier to make changes to code on one.
Well, Jenny is a graphic designer, so she wouldn't be familiar with the process. We do test on actual mobile devices afterwards. We have to make sure our game runs fine on different mobile devices with different specs. We also have to make sure older devices can still run it.
After we are done testing the app, it'll be ready for submission to the app stores. This is where we send our game into different app stores to see if they'll accept us.
I assume this is when we submit the icon art of our game as well. I'll have to design an icon that is memorable and can attract attention.
Yeah, the icon is the first thing users see, and first impressions are important after all.
So what are these two final boxes?
Well, two possible things can happen when we submit our game. We either get rejected or approved by the app stores. The box on the left is about what we do if we get rejected.
Why would we get rejected even after so much bug testing? We're not going to submit a low-quality app.
App stores put any submitted apps through a strict review process with a lot of requirements. We might get rejected for something minor. If that happens, all we have to do is fix the issue. For example, we'd get rejected if we submit an icon at the wrong resolution. Problems like this won't take long to fix. Once we pass all the requirements, we can repeat the submission process.
Ah, that's why there's an arrow going from this box back to the submission step. The last box has to be if our app gets approved by the app stores. What happens then?
At that point, all we have to do is decide when to show the app in the stores. Then our app can be considered complete and released.
We should add our own final box after this step. After we finally release the game, we'll all go on a much-deserved vacation to Hawaii.
We'd better get started if we want to reach that step then. There's a lot of work to be done.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.